Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, September 21st. As the remnants of Florence have left behind catastrophic and deadly flooding, KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday says it's important to be sure that people are warned properly.
A slow-moving storm can produce deadly flooding. I think the key is how you communicate it to the public. If you say, look, this hurricane is not going to be as strong when it comes to winds, but the flooding will be catastrophic, and here's why. It's all in the way you communicate it. But the other side of that is we have so many platforms of information coming out to people. If the source is not reliable and it says, hey, this storm is not as bad as we thought, and that's all they say, and somebody takes that as the word of the way things are going, it could obviously be very dangerous.
President Donald Trump visited North Carolina this week. At least 86 people have died after a ferry sunk in Tanzania's Lake Victoria. So far, 37 others rescued. John Sparks of Fox's sister network, Sky News, is in Johannesburg with more.
A vessel, a passenger ferry called the MV Nyerere, sank or capsized in the southeastern section of Lake Victoria. That's the largest freshwater lake in Africa. We don't know how many people were on board. That is in part because the person who did know, the person who was selling tickets on that ferry, is also thought to have perished. But an official said that he feared the death toll could reach or surpass 200.
A Tanzanian official is saying the ferry was only meant to hold 100, but it was overloaded when it launched with more than 400 people on board. The zoo in Emporia is getting closer to raising enough money for a major update, would include adding and renovating several exhibits.
The Emporia Gazette reports that $3.6 million already has been raised for the $4.3 million project. Once the campaign hits $4 million, the Capital Federal Foundation has agreed to donate the final $300,000. The Capital Federal donation will be used to renovate and rebuild the Waterfowl Pond and Gardens exhibit.
That report from the Kansas Information Network's Jim West. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health has received notification of multiple confirmed cases of West Nile virus in horses across the state during the past few weeks. Confirmed cases reported in five counties, including Marion and Lyon counties. All of the confirmed cases of virus in Kansas were in unvaccinated horses or horses with an unknown vaccination history, so were assumed to be unvaccinated. All horse owners should consult with their local veterinarians. West Nile, a virus that can infect humans, horses, birds, and a few other species. Horses infected with West Nile can have symptoms ranging from depression, loss of appetite, and fever, anywhere to severe neurologic signs such as incoordination, weakness, inability to rise, and hypersensitivity to touch or sound. And West Nile can be fatal in horses. For more information about West Nile virus or other animal disease issues in Kansas, you can go to the KDA Division of Animal Health website. Let's take a look at the Zika virus.
3 years ago, there was a major scare over the Zika virus. Now comes a new study that suggests the Zika virus may one day be tamed and become a health benefit. The researchers in the journal MBio reported that Zika tends to infect one type of brain cell in babies in the womb. Their research found that these brain cells are very similar to the kind of cells that are home to the cancerous tumors known as glioblastoma multiform. The study says it may be possible to alter the Zika virus to attack the cancer cells. It worked on mice in the lab, and the researchers say it might one day work on people. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
State officials say a Wichita preschool failed to report suspected sexual abuse involving a man who is now accused of assaulting two young girls at a YMCA. Caleb Gaston was let go from the Plymouth Preschool Learning Center last year after a complaint of inappropriate touching. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that the preschool's director did not report suspected abuse of a child by a staff person when the parent shared concerns. Gaston is charged with assaulting a 3-year-old girl and a 4-year-old back in January. Both alleged assaults happened at the Kids Zone at the downtown YMCA where he worked. He remains in jail on a $1.1 million bond. Arrests made in the vandalization of a Christmas display that was put up for a child with terminal cancer.
The decorations at the home in suburban Cincinnati were for 2-year-old Brody Allen. The family wants to celebrate one more Christmas with the youngster because he's not expected to live much longer. Two teenagers are now facing charges for slashing an inflatable Santa Claus and wrecking other displays. Brody's mother, Shiloh Allen.
It's just a shame. I mean, the Christmas decorations. Christmas is a special time of year. You know, no matter what date it is, it's still special. And for someone to do that, it's just mean.
But the family is not taking it lying down. His father, Todd Allen, says they're going to put Santa right back up. And now a community group plans a Christmas parade with Brody as the Grand Marshal on Sunday. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
If you want a straw with your drink at a California restaurant, you will now have to ask for one.
The law signed by Governor Jerry Brown makes the state the first in the country to bar full-service restaurants from automatically giving straws out. It doesn't ban plastic straws outright like some cities have. San Francisco and Seattle did that earlier this year. Restaurants that don't comply will get 2 warnings before being fined $300 per year. It will apply only to full-service restaurants, not fast food places. Democrats say it's a small step towards reducing ocean pollution, while Republicans say it would unfairly punish restaurants, though the restaurant industry did not oppose the proposal. It takes effect next year. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
It is 7:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at the weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. We had some heavy rain that fell across parts of Sedgwick and Butler County overnight. Showers will continue here this morning, and then cooler air is coming in behind that with gusty north winds. Today's high 71. This may be the first evening of high school football that you need a jacket. Our low 48, sunny and 74 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north. Still have some light rain in the area, 69 degrees. Your forecast here on KNSS on this Friday morning heading into the weekend. This is a story from Maine. A sub worth diving into.
Oh, okay.
11 sandwich shops in Maine have combined forces, and they have created a 160-foot-long Italian sandwich.
All right.
Ginormous. And it disappeared quickly as it was created yesterday. It was devoured by hungry passersby in Portland, Maine's Monument Square. Folks came by and ate it up. The organizers said details are going to be sent to Guinness World Records, which will consider creating a new category for the sandwich. This was a trial run for another effort next year with a representative from Guinness to be on hand.
For a new category?
Portland is just, they're all over this.
How many different subcategories of largest sandwich could there possibly be?
As the story goes, the Italian sandwich was invented in Portland, Maine by Giovanni Amato.
All right.
He began selling sandwiches by pushcart after opening a bakery in 1902. There are now dozens of sandwich shops selling Italian sandwiches in Greater Portland alone. I did not know apparently the Italian sandwich was invented in Portland, Maine.
I wouldn't have guessed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would not have either, but there you go. That's what they're doing in Portland, Maine these days. And, it's 7:41 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I've got a good story about Captain Cook.
Captain Cook.
Arr! So we'll delve into that a little bit, and we'll also be telling you about something that went on in the automobile industry on this day. So we'll take a look at that. KNSS News Time is 7:41 with Steve and Ted.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.